ProFlowRadio.com.
ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know,
hit it with FoFo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
So I am sitting here talking to the young lady named Nunu. Can you say the last name for me?
Kawale.
I didn't want to say it wrong. Can you tell the audience where they can find you at on the internet?
My website is www.nunuoriginal.com.
And Nunu spelled N-U-N-U?
Yes.
All right. Is that your...
And then original spelled normally.
Okay. Is the name Nunu, is that your real name?
No, my real name is actually Anuluapo, but, you know, for public consumption, it's easier for people to call me Nunu. My nickname is actually Anu, but Nunu began back in the third grade and just kind of stuck.
That's cool. All right, so Nunu, why don't you give the audience a little description of who you are, like, and what you do?
Well, I am an artist, and I simply create. If I had a slogan, that would be my slogan, because I don't really dwell in one particular medium of art. I just create as I feel, whether that's with nature painting, drawing, you know. I haven't expanded to sculpting yet, but once I acquire materials, I'll eventually expand to sculpting. So basically, you know, I just create how I feel, and I'm also, I model on the side, and I also do poetry, so holistically, okay. I'm like all over the place.
Yeah, well, you sound very educated. Did you go to school?
Yes, I did. I graduated at Charles F. Brush High School, and then I went to Kent State University for 4 years as a fashion major. Did I get a fashion degree? No, I didn't. I actually took a year off, and now I'm going back to Cleveland State for a degree in art. So despite the fact that I'm an artist, my level of skill looks like I went to school for art, but I actually didn't.
Yeah, you're pretty good. It's very creative. It's very impressive. You're out of Cleveland right now?
Yes.
All right. But you have ties to Nigeria, right?
Yes, I was born there. I moved to the United States when I was 4 years old, originally New York. And then in late elementary school, I moved to Ohio.
Awesome. So how's Ohio treated you since you've been here?
Not so great, actually.
Really?
But
what's the complaint?
It's been great as... now, you know, I know a lot of great people now. It's not really something that can be summed up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I went through a lot of social issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through middle school and high school because of the fact that I was different in terms of me, you know, being African and stuff, and
yeah.
I wasn't really accepted by either African American or Caucasian society. It took a while before that happened, and Ohio is the first place that I ever been that, you know, there's so much literal segregation as opposed to, you know, where I was used to, like in New York, there's so much diversity and, you know,
yeah.
There's so many different people as opposed to here, even though statistically speaking, per capita, Ohio is actually the most diverse state in the United States, but you would never get that because of the amount of separation that's here.
Well, do you think that it helped to develop your spirit in modeling? Because when I was reading about you, you did mention that it was some social issues that you went through, but they kind of empowered you.
I would say what really empowered me is just my faith. It got to a point where I basically hit rock bottom, and, you know, my faith helped bring me back up to where I am today. Because I've had some pretty terrible things that had happened to me as a young adult. I'm still a young adult, but younger adult.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, that kind of messed me up for a while and kind of forced me. I was just like at the point where I was so low I couldn't go any lower. And so from there, you know, I just, and I also, you know, made a prayer to God to lead me to the right kind of people, because I feel like a part of my downfall was the fact that I was just surrounded by, you know, so many negative people, and people who didn't understand me or want to encourage me. They just wanted to leech off of me and use me for one thing or another.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. I've said my personal prayers for God to direct us or direct me, find me or give me the wisdom or whatever it was that I needed, which is pretty much everything. But so the problem that you went through, when you're creating art, does the pain influence you, or is it your ambition for life that's influencing your creativity?
I think my ambition for life influences me in everything that I do, because we're in a society where we're being sucked in the vortex of roboticism. That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
Doing the same thing or wanting to be like someone else, but not even for a real reason. Like, I want to be like this person because they're pretty or they're rich or they're famous or something like that. And there's no real purpose, no real drive or force that really motivates people to do good anymore as to why I feel the world is slowly approaching its destruction. And for me, I want to use my art, not just, I'm sorry?
Radio. I'm sorry, my neighbor's talking to me. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Continue on.
I want to use my art not just to be an artist and say, oh, I can paint or draw or whatever and move on with my life and make money. The only reason why I'm taking money from my works is because we live in an economical society and you can't exactly function without money. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it for money. I just do it because I love it, and I do it to make a difference. But every art piece that I have, there's a story behind it, you know. No matter how simple or complex it may be, there's a story behind it. And my visual art, a lot of times portray things that I want to see, or portray, you know, positive emotions. My poetry does the opposite. That's how I interpret my negative emotions, and I write my poetry, you know, in the way where, which most poetry is like that, where you can actually literally feel what I felt at that moment. But I also, you know, I write poetry that makes you think, not just like, you know, makes you, you know,
I understand totally. One of the last visual arts projects that you worked on, what was one of your favorite ones that you've done?
In terms of what?
Anything. Like, I've seen a little bit of what you've done on YouTube. This is a collage that you were doing, and you guys filmed it in, like, kind of like a real time, but kind of sped up a little bit. I think it's your introduction to your YouTube page.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite per se, because my favorite changes all the time whenever I
change. Yeah,
but as of now, one of my favorites is the Rihanna piece that I did. And I love it because, first off, aesthetically speaking, Rihanna's absolutely beautiful.
Of course.
I've always been attracted to her, not necessarily for her music or over-sexual personality, which is ironic because in real life she's not actually as hypersexual as her music portrays her to be.
Right.
But that's not what attracts me to her. I just think, just in terms of beauty, I mean, black women in general just really intrigue me. And to ever think that there was a time, and unfortunately still is a time and areas, depending on where you go and people that you meet, that someone thought that the black woman was ugly and that the black woman looked like a monkey or something crazy like that. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like just looking at the vast amount of black women all over the world. And I mean, not even just African American women, but even, you know, Indians, like there's really dark Indians. Just the dark skin tone in general really intrigues me. And so right now I'm like in a phase whereby I'm portraying a lot of black women. But the only one that I've ever portrayed that people know would be Rihanna. But every other black woman I've portrayed, they're just anonymous women.
Well, a black woman is like the foundation of life, so I totally understand what you're saying. They intrigue me as well. Now you mentioned how, you know, you've been through a lot of things. There will be people that will hear this interview and they're going to ask, well, they may be going through some similar things. You know, this girl is crazy, but, what advice would you give to young people, whether black, white, whatever, about life in general or just, accomplishing goals? What advice would you give them?
I would say never give up. That sounds very cliche, but man, there's so much power behind that cliche phrase. Because we always, there are going to be points in your life where you're going to get extremely frustrated and not want to move forward in what you're doing. And then you try to pick up something else and everything just keeps like blowing up in your face. Talking about young people specifically, because there's a lot of young people out there who don't really know their purpose for living. It's very hard to find a purpose for living because of the chaos that happens all around us, because right now the only important thing is sex, money, and drugs. And so that's naturally what young people gravitate to, because you know, when you get out of high school, you go into college, and that is the lifestyle that you see on a daily basis, is sex, money, and drugs. Not even, ironically, education, which was what college was made for, but when you say college, the first thing that comes to mind isn't always education. It's usually the fun part of it as to why there's so many people who flunk out of college or don't even know what in the world they want to do because they get distracted. So don't give up encompasses also not being distracted, not allowing the negative influences of the world and of negative friends to pull you away from your purpose, if you even had one to begin with, because you can be pulled away from that if you allow yourself to be distracted enough. And if you feel like you don't have purpose, start to do things for other people as opposed to just doing it for yourself. If you begin to do things for other people, finding different ways to do things for other people, eventually, I promise you, you will find purpose in that, even if you feel like you don't know what to do with your life. And I know especially a lot of young African Americans, our career choices seem very limited because of what we see in media, because, you know, who we glorify are people like LeBron. No hate to LeBron. I love LeBron. Or,
oh yeah, he's from, I'm from Akron anyhow. You know he loves LeBron.
Yeah. Or, you know, Blac Chyna, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like the only way to make it if you black, as if you a rapper or a basketball player.
Right.
And stuff like that. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with those professions. And I keep saying that because, like, and I work with kids a lot, because most of the time when I bump into kids, either they have no purpose, or, and then when they do have purpose, those are the things that they want to be. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, you need a backup plan, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a baller, but seek to do something else too, just in case that doesn't work. You know, find a way to help the community, you know? Aspire to be a doctor or a nurse, and if you can't be a doctor, be a lawyer. If you don't want to be a lawyer, be an artist. If you don't want to be, there's so many, I mean, the professions out there are endless, but people don't know because they don't read, they don't find out, nobody tells them, you know, because a lot of the words that are spoken to young people today are unfortunately very discouraging, and, you know, some people, their parents, their grandparents, they never went anywhere in life, so they assume that they won't or aren't going to go anywhere in life, and where you came from should never define where you're going to go. You define where you're going to go as long as you put your work, your effort, your, you know, love, whatever. Because, I mean, everybody's born with the talent. You just got to discover it. Now, before I go on a rant, basically, don't give up.
I know, right? You know, you are like one sharp woman. Have you always been this articulate?
I would say so.
So you must have had, I mean, you said you went to a lot of stuff bad, but you must have had some really good influences on you as well, though.
Well, my mom and my dad have been pillars for me. As I stated before, you know, I have my faith. I believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. But there was a segment in my life when I lost that, and, through that segment of losing who I was and losing my faith, you know, at that point, I only went by morals, and that wasn't enough for me. And even the morals kind of dwindled after a while, because in my mind, you know, even if somebody doesn't believe in a God or a being, there really is no reason to be moral, because that's where all the morality derives from. Because who's to say one human is right above another? So for me, I find my purpose in Jesus Christ. And he, you know, I mean, if I was to really go in depth to tell you the things that have happened to me and the things that I've had to deal with and go through, you know, 9 times out of 10, nobody would ever believe me. They'd be like, there's no way you went through that and you are in the way or the state or, you know, how you are right now.
Yeah.
But it's just because of that whole not giving up thing, you know, and not losing my purpose in life. Because for a moment I did. I thought I was ugly. I thought I wasn't worth anything. And I wasn't raised that way, but it got so bad to where I just, you know, began to see myself as a napkin or a doormat, something, an inanimate object that just didn't matter. And that if I was to die, oh well, nobody's going to miss me. You know,
That gets deep.
Yeah. And, but you see, and the unfortunate part about that is that there's so many people who are like that, who are going through that. And, I started a YouTube channel to kind of just like help and reach out to the youth. I haven't been on it in a while, but I'm going to get back into it. And the one video that I'm going to make when I get back into it, is just giving encouragement to college freshmen. Because I feel like if there's any group on the face of this earth who are the most vulnerable, the most lost, and the most found all at the same time are college freshmen, because you have this massive group of fresh minds that can be influenced at any point in time, because you're getting just an overload of information, whether it be from, you know, your education, just, you know, finding yourself in life, questioning your religion, you know, like, just everything. It's like an overload of senses, and some students can't handle that. A lot of students actually don't even have a slightest bit of a clue what they're going into when they go to college. And I'm not talking about your little community college that you go to if you're going to high school. I mean the type of colleges that require you to move away from what you know and what you understand into an environment where it's like, I don't know none of you people, you know. And some of the people you may know, you don't know all like that. And in some cases, you know, people end up dropping out because they can't handle it. They don't even know why they went to college in the first place because it's like, oh, it's just like the thing to do. You know, like,
yeah,
you graduate high school, you go to college. Like, why would you want to go to college and not know what you want? You see it throwing away, like, thousands upon thousands of dollars. You don't know what you want to do, you know.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro any audio.